You are listening to the Sounds of the Zoo. This zoo, however, holds cats that at one time used to roam the skies. We, of course, are speaking of the Air Zoo in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Dubbed by its officials as the Total Flight Experience, the Air Zoo displays the history of flight, from the first balloon ride to the latest space outpost, all under the roof of a 120,000-square-foot facility that opened in May of 2004.
The mural is the world's largest indoor mural. We do have a Guinness Book of World Records for it. It starts with the beginning of flight with the Montgolfier brothers, and it's very realistic. People even walk up to the mural and take pictures because it looks like they're in the mural. And it kind of morphs into the World War I era, then the barnstorming era, and World War II. And then it kind of goes into more modern era, and then it all the way goes out to the outer space.
Jennifer McLean, who helps market the Air Zoo, says through its exhibits, the museum allows the visitor to totally immerse themselves in the history of flight.
It looks like a hangar, doesn't it? I'm looking at Earth at the other end on the other wall. So you do traverse the whole spectrum of flight from the very beginning to the end.
You do, and actually the mural on the floor helps as well. It's a 36,000-square-foot mural on the floor, and that helps tell the story as well. Not only are you looking at the aircraft and the rides and the mural, you're also walking on it, walking through cobblestone, walking across the carriers, across the water, and different things like that. So we're really, really immersing people in the experience.
The creators of the Air Zoo made history themselves. Sue and Pete Parrish were both pilots during World War II. Pete for the Marines, and Sue as a Women's Air Force Service Pilot, or WASP. In 1977, after the couple spent two decades collecting mostly World War II aircraft, they opened the Kalamazoo Aviation History Museum, known affectionately as the Kalamazoo Air Zoo, due to the Hellcat, Wildcat, Bearcat, and Flying Tiger aircraft held inside.
Good day to you, sir. My name is Robert Theodore Barrington, Jr., at your service. You have not seen a grizzly bear flying in an aeroplane today, have you? Unfortunately, it's my stunt pilot. Dante the Daring Bear is his name. He's a daring stunt pilot of sorts. He's the stunt pilot for my most fantastic stunt show, and without him in my plane, I am unfortunately unable to get off the ground. You have not seen him yet today, flying about, a great hairy beast with fangs? If you do see him, you will wave him to the ground, yes? Wonderful, wonderful.
During the summer months, through the use of a repertory theater troupe, the Air Zoo attempts to bring alive characters one might find across the spectrum of air and space history.
Off with my stunt ship. How is a stuntman supposed to walk upon a wing without a plane to walk upon? A question well worth answering, yes.
Interactivity is the main vehicle the Air Zoo uses to convey its message of history and education. The Mission Theater takes viewers through a B-17 mission over Europe using the latest in 4D technology, including the sense of smell. Full-motion FA-18 Hornet simulators give visitors the need for speed. And a 3D shuttle ride goes to the International Space Station and back. Probably the best example of living in the moment is the aircraft carrier display. It uses a combination of murals, mock-ups, and real aircraft.
People are able to walk on the carrier, able to see it. With the mural, it looks like you're out at sea because you can see the clouds, you can see the ocean, you can see an F-18 coming in for landing.
Through its affiliation with the Smithsonian, the Air Zoo hosts several traveling exhibits a year. In June, the kite exhibit was in residence, complete with parts, an interactive design program that spits out measurements, directions on how to build, and of course for testing, the Wall of Wind.
Get back in the wind again. Get back in the fans.
Yeah.
There you go.
The original museum retains its draw as one of the places to view World War II aircraft. Many of the aircraft displayed in both buildings are still in flying condition. The Air Zoo site also features a restoration center, and the museum has announced ambitious expansion plans. From Kalamazoo, Michigan, I'm Afterburner Al, EAA Radio.
60 miles,